Okay, hello everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Side Hustle Podcast. Today we're interviewing Michael, who is co-founder of Gain Applications with me. And on the side of his side hustle, he's also started developing websites, I guess you could say.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah, so how's everything going at the moment? Workload and everything with coronavirus?
It's not the worst, actually, because everyone's trying to get websites done when there's nothing happening now, so, and luckily you can do a lot of this work remote, so helps a lot.
It's all just done on the computer. You don't need to go into an office or anything, so
yeah,
being pretty lucky that way.
It does help meeting people, but you know, with these times it just can't. So
yeah. Well, as a computer software person, you don't spend much time socializing anyway.
Yeah, I get my limited hour a day. That's all you need.
Going for runs?
Oof. I don't think I've done exercise since this has started.
Okay, so not as much as me then. Okay, so let's start by talking about your first and probably your main side hustle, Gain App.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a quick elevator pitch of it? A quick 1 minute description of what the app is and what you've done with it?
Yeah. So Gain App is a social discounting platform, and our main goal is to help independents or throughout the high street increase their revenue. So we do this by having our own app and then promoting them on our app with different discounts they may have, so it's just a free coffee, and all our discounts are a minimum 25% off.
Perfect. So how's that going for you? Obviously at the moment people are starting to come back out again, but
yeah,
it's been quite quiet.
It's been very quiet, just mainly a lot of planning, a lot of updating like the site and the app, and just working on stuff in the background more than doing anything proper.
Perfect. You've been kept busy then.
Yeah.
So how did the idea come about and how did you sort of get involved in it?
The idea came about when you came and asked me about it.
I was gonna say, it feels quite weird talking about it, and like, even though I know everything about it, basically. Anyway, yeah. So,
you came, gave me the idea. I was like, can you make an app? I was like, oh, how hard could it be? Very hard, apparently.
Yes, not as easy as you would imagine with all the apps out today. But
yeah,
a good challenge, anyway.
Lots of nice learning, you know.
Yeah.
So, now I got all these skills to use for other things.
Exactly. And it started a year ago, so we've been going 1 year. How have you found, obviously you're a student full time, or were, you just graduated.
Yeah.
How did you find time to manage creating a whole app, website, platform, along with studying in your third year?
I think a lot of the planning we did and stuff, we did in second year, luckily. So yeah, it meant I had a bit more time to, you know, really get a lot of the stuff we needed to get done then, and then sort out the basics and get all the time intensive bits that you would need to sit down for a long time done. And then when it came to third year, it was just getting any time I had like a bit free, just working on it a bit there, you know, in between the coursework. But the way I see it, as long as you're working on a little bit, then eventually it just gets done.
Yeah, I would say also with a tech company, it's easy just to do a little bit at a time, because you save it, quit it, and it's not going anywhere. It's not as if you're making something to send to people or anything. It's
just updating a little bit, and you can easily come back to it with, like, I guess with a physical product. You know, you have to pay for the storage to keep it there and stuff like that. Yeah.
And once it's built, as over our exam period, it's obviously built and it's running, so it just requires checking in every now and then just to make sure everything's running as it should. But
yeah, make sure nothing's broke or
exactly,
a bug or whatever.
So obviously being a student and stuff, we don't need to make a lot of money off it, or any money off it really, because thanks to student loans and everything. If you're not a student, do you think it's going to become more full-time, or do you think it will remain as a sort of weekend hobby, let's say?
I think, you know, when you're developing a business, you kind of want it to become full-time in the end, because whilst you do it, you know, you want it to be a nice job. But I think definitely at the beginning when you're first planning, you're probably, if you don't have any other source of income, just it would be part-time, you know, make sure you have a job, make sure you can live and work on it when you can.
Reality sets in.
Yeah.
So it'll remain a side hustle probably for a little while longer.
That's I mean, a lot of stuff these days is pretty good where you can, once you've set it up, a lot of stuff is online, so it kind of just ticks over on its own a little. Even if you make physical products, you have to make them, but you're always selling them. You know, you're always online to make an order or whatever.
And we could say that as we're quite small, our costs every month are very, very minimal. Yeah.
Taking advantage of lots of free tiers on services and stuff, it makes it just invaluable.
Although it doesn't make a lot of money, it also doesn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's good for, as you said, the experience and getting you into other things, etc. Yeah. Making you stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, was it just from starting doing this, I've already talked to 3 or 4 other people, you know, and it just gets your name out there. It gets, you know, it shows the skills you can do. It's not just, oh yeah, I can do that. It's like, oh no, he is showing I can do this.
It's like your own little portfolio of a platform that people can use.
Exactly.
And talking about the getting your name out there and everything, let's move on to your new side hustle of sort of freelance website development.
Side hustle. So with start finishing uni now, I'm trying to get into the, you know, a bit of freelancing. So I'm you know, I've made websites before, so I'm hoping to get a bit of web designing and just making websites for you, basically. So currently it's just word of mouth for me.
You haven't got a personal website or anything at the moment, so
not yet. I'm working on it. It's in the list.
Word of mouth at the moment. And I guess the good thing is, as a student, creating a website for an actual company, you're in quite a minority, so that word of mouth is quite strong.
Yeah.
Especially amongst other students who want websites and everything.
Well, word of mouth is, they say, is the best form of advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, they say it's the best if you're not even advertising it yourself, basically.
Yeah.
So you could say that it's not really like established yet. If you've only done a couple of jobs, would you say this is something that you're trying to establish more?
Yeah, I'd say it's something I'm still working out, feeling out, you know, making sure it's what I want to do and, you know, I'm getting all the systems in place. Currently, it's just been a bit of doing a bit of work there, slapping this together. And then over time, I'm starting to develop these systems. And now it's kind of, now that I'm out of uni, I have to fully develop them and get it to a proper job state then.
Yeah, and you said to me before that, you know, like once you've made one website, the next one's easier. And the next one's easier, as you can copy things over or use pieces of code that you learn and stuff like that. So
yeah, you end up creating some templates which you can just reuse again. You know, you just change out bits to fit people's likes. And also, because you've done it more, you'll be quicker, you know, better skills.
And even more word of mouth.
Yeah, even more to show off.
Yeah, so what would you say was the most challenging part of, you know, creating both of these? Or is it different challenge with both of them?
I think at the moment, they're kind of different challenges because there are different stages of development.
Yeah.
So the first, we've got a live production application, you know. It's a lot different working on something that's already out there because it's just updating more than fully creating and solving the problem.
Yeah.
But the theatrics then, it's more earlier in development, so it's more the prototype and design stage and, you know, getting an example out there to show to investors or people that competitions and stuff. So it ends up being a bit of a simpler task because with something like Gain, you have to have, you know, a lot more than just the UI. You have to have like all these background systems and the database and how you handle this data. Is it secure? Is it doing all these things? Where something that's a bit easier is just once you have your initial framework or whatever you're using, it's just, is it secure? Tick. You know, you can leave it for now.
Yeah. Would you say that because obviously you're creating this website and platform for theatrics, as you said, would you say that you're sort of repeating some of the challenges that you had with Gain, as it's not similar, but it's sort of,
I think
the building blocks are quite similar of a website and an app and everything.
Yeah, I think it is the similar problems of, like, you know, making a design look nice, and also, you know, because it's all web technology, it's trying to figure out, you know, what web technologies are best and why we choose one or the other, and, you know, what's useful for this type of problem. And for this, it's just kind of the same of, like, you know, having a website to show stuff. So it's similar issues then.
Yeah. Fair enough. And what would you say is the most rewarding part of them?
Having
your own side hustle and
creating. I would say it's just, you know, being able to show something that's, I made this, you know? It's nice seeing a final something that product of, like, yeah, this is mine, we did this, or I did this. And it is, you know, it's nice to see someone using something that's actually I made that's working then. You know, something that's, like, real.
Yeah, I feel the same. And also, especially with Gain, we're working with a lot of independent businesses. Whenever I go for a coffee or something, they always go, oh, hi, how's things going and stuff. And it's just nice to see, not technically something to do with the business, but just nice to, like, people to know who you are in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice to,
as that sounds, but
it's nice to get, those little boosts of, like, you know, exactly. they recognize you and they're happy to talk to you. And also, like, you know, it's all through of what your design, your product, your business.
Exactly. Or whenever we just get some random person messaging us on Facebook or something, it's always nice because you're like, how did they find us?
Yeah. It's like that woman a while ago, she contacted us about her charity because she heard about the great work Game was doing and stuff.
It's just nice because you know that people are talking about it. When you're not even thinking about it, word of mouth, as you said before, is just circulating.
Yeah, invaluable.
So uni's coming to an end. Mm. Well, it's ended for you. Coronavirus, obviously, is wiping out all available jobs at the moment. What are you sort of doing? Are you focusing more on trying to find a job because there's more competition, or are you focusing more on your side hustles and trying to build that up to become your job? Or
at the moment, it's kind of a bit of both, kind of feeling out what's going on, because being in a tech job as well, there's still, like, some amount of jobs out there, just because you can do a lot of work remotely. You know, it's not like a workshop you need to go in and do something. It's, you know, you send off a few files and that's good enough. So yeah. I think I have it a bit better off on the job market than some people, but you know, of course, Corona's affected everyone. So, at the moment, it's just feeling it out.
I would say we've got these side hustles and everything. I'm trying to get a graduate scheme because it teaches you firsthand experience from someone else.
Yeah,
and those skills then you can translate into making your side hustle more successful and stuff in the future.
Yeah, that is,
I guess, the same as you. If you go into a tech company, learn their ways of developing and everything.
Yeah,
talk to other people. You know, you can build your networks and your skills more than you probably could by going uni or any other way, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. It's I'm definitely looking forward to getting in the workplace at some point, just because the experience they've had, and, like, you know, they've been around longer than me, probably. They're going to have new techniques, new cool, quick, fast ways of doing stuff that maybe I wouldn't have even thought of. So just,
yeah. Another thing I'd say about that is, obviously, we're both students, or were, it's hard to get a couple of people to take you seriously. So I feel like if you've got this experience behind you, maybe it's easier in a way to get your side hustle off the ground and going, because all these other business owners and stuff, especially for us or whatever it is, will take you a bit more seriously.
Yeah, I agree for that as well. It's just, you know, it's like you apply for any job. It's, you're worthless without experience half the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it just
by your reputation, sort of, in a way.
Yeah. So whether you're selling yourself for a job or selling yourself for your company, what experience you and your company have is going to matter a lot to whoever you're selling to.
Yeah, totally agree. So any advice that you'd give to anyone that's thinking about starting their own tech side hustle?
Ooh, their own tech side hustle.
If they were thinking about starting to go into make websites for other people, what advice would you give them?
Well, it depends really on whether they've already do technology stuff, I would say.
Okay.
So if you're someone that's less tech inclined, then just either spending a few weeks or a few months learning how to code properly is going to help you a lot. Just even though you may not be making a website, it would save you a lot more time later on when you try to make a website. You have to keep running into problems like, oh, this doesn't work. Oh, I did this wrong eventually, because you have to look back and you realize you've learned something better. But if you've already learned those basics, it's just about finding the time, finding the market, making sure you're getting what you need, you know, actually building up more the business side then to start with.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've thought about this yourself or not, but with obviously being like it's sort of a freelancer sort of thing, website development and stuff. Are you considering going down sort of setting up a business around it, or are you going to go down the I'm Michael Loney and I can make websites for you, like the personal branding side? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I think at the moment I'm going to keep it with the personal. Yeah. But I think, especially when it comes to smaller companies and individuals, they kind of like that being able to talk to someone more than just see it like a faceless company. But I think it can depend on what kind of business you're building a lot, because some people like if you're trying to sell a product, a big business sometimes has the advantage of, like, you know, it looks more quality, more finished than a person who's a bit more handcrafted. So it depends what kind of business you're going for, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess it depends how big you want your business to go in the end, because obviously Facebook and all that, they're not called Mark Zuckerberg, you know.
Yeah.
Be a bit weird. So it depends if you want to keep it as a side hustle, one-man gig, or if you want to eventually grow it, I guess. And any advice with just creating a side hustle, time management, money management, anything else that you'd want to say to aspiring side hustlers out there?
Money management, get as much free stuff as you can. Look for anyone that's doing competitions, free hosting, free domains, free bits of stickers. Just grab it all, because even if you don't use it, it'll be useful later at some point, as long as you're not going too nuts.
Even just to give it away.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to promote and just have to give this stuff away, that's someone that's got your thing with your name on it.
Yeah. And another thing on that is when we started out and we were looking for a business bank account, we actually found one that gave us, £50 for free, just for signing up with them. So
yeah, all those things are really good.
For our crowdfunding, which is, I mean, it's just stupid not to take part of them. So yeah. Yeah, that's the end of my questions that I've got written down. Do you think of anything else that you want to say?
Just good luck and make sure you just keep working on it. Even if you do a little bit, so it's something, and eventually those little bits will end up finishing it.
Yeah, I would say don't, although you need to commit to it, don't dive right in. Always have a backup plan, especially in the early days.
Yeah,
and especially in the current climate as well. You know, it might be an amazing idea, but everyone's not ready for it because they're focusing on other things at the moment.
Yeah, the idea is only half of the business, really. You know, if you have a great idea but nobody wants it, or you don't know how to sell it, it all falls apart. So it's just making sure you also have a well-rounded plan. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I have this great idea, and then just, you know, I imagine someone in my field a lot, you know, tech, have build a great idea, but then, you know, you don't have the social skills to kind of sell it, and then it ends up just not working out.
And a good way of that is just talking to your friends about the idea, because if they all go, oh, that's rubbish, mate, that's rubbish, what are you wasting your time on? Obviously something's up.
Hmm.
Actually, that's made me thought of another question. Obviously, with one of your companies, Gain, we're co-founders, and with your website, you're sort of a freelancer by yourself, your rules. Would you recommend one or the other, or would you like start with just being by yourself, find a co-founder? Or
I would say if you're new to starting a business, definitely start with someone, just because you can split the workload. You know, you're both going to be a bit clueless, so if one of you learns one thing and the other learns both the other thing, then eventually you'll come together, get a full knowledge. Just speeds things up, makes it a lot easier. And also you get someone to bounce off. You know, you're like, like, oh, I think of this, and then you have the other person go like, oh, actually, I don't really like that, but we should do this, and then eventually you can end up coming with a better idea almost.
I would agree, and it's definitely worked for us with you doing all the tech side and me doing all the advertising and marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I would be very good at the tech side, and no offense or anything, but I don't think maybe you'd be quite as good as the advertising and marketing side. So
definitely not.
It's worked out quite well, and obviously we can both chase each other, me more than you with the tech side of it. But, you know, you got someone behind you just saying, right, you've got to get this done because we need to do this and this. So.
Yeah, it's the, you know, whole reason for doing a job, isn't it? Just keep you going, make sure it's just someone else there to keep you, almost support you as you work, make sure you're doing what you should be doing and moving forward with the project, not definitely. Just letting it slowly die.
Definitely. One more question while I just thought of it in my head. Do you have any books or like YouTube channels or anything that you like watching that gives you inspiration and motivation? Or any other podcasts for that matter?
Inspiration and motivation.
Or information, you know, like there's sort of like information ones where some guy tries.
Well, a lot of my, at least for developing, a lot of my stuff a lot of Medium articles I normally find quite useful, but you know, they're crowdsourced, so make sure don't believe anything you read.
That's one episode I was thinking of doing for this Side Hustle podcast is writing on Medium, because I've heard that it's quite easy and for the money it's quite good, because obviously it's you get paid per like percentage of reads and stuff.
Yeah, it's like how many ads they show, and a bit like YouTube system, I imagine.
A bit. So. Anyway, carry on. Sorry for interrupting.
What were we on about? What else do I do? I wouldn't say I have a lot of tools I learn off. You know, I use like the basics, you know, YouTube, Docs, stuff like that, just a bit of Googling. But I'd say the most important part is, for like motivation at least, is just try again. Expect to fail. You know, your first piece of thing is not going to be great. As long as you're in your mind, you're happy to know that, you know, what you create might not be perfect, then you should be. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, I would say also we go to quite a few events about in the business community, networking events, or the Amazon web event that we went to.
Yeah, actually, they do help a lot.
Just meet people, just listen to a bit, you know, give you a little idea maybe.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, they're not always useful, but. No. Every now and again, someone comes along and they give you a great piece of advice. So,
even though they give you free pizza and free beer, so you know.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes they're in a pub. It's fantastic.
Exactly. So I would say, especially as you know, on LinkedIn, as just getting a few connections on there as well. It's just always good. Mm. The more connections you have, the more I don't know, just ideas and
yeah. It all comes back to people, really, isn't it? Just
yeah, exactly. And it's just. End up where can people find you and your businesses if they're looking for you online?
Gain is at gainapp.co.uk. We're also on the Apple and Android store, so just Gain. What's a Gain app now?
It's Gain.
I think it's just Gain.
Yeah, but if you search it with capitals, then it should come up in the first one or two.
Yeah And then I guess I'll be in the about section eventually again, and you can contact me through there. I don't think I have any public. I don't think I have any public showing emails yet that I want to just don't mean me public email.
Yeah, just message the Gain Facebook page or anything.
Yeah. I'll always see stuff like that. So if you message anything Gain, I'll probably also be there if you need me.
We're a small team, you know, we see everything at the moment. Okay, so thanks for coming on. Thanks everyone for listening. I hope this has been educational or a bit of fun or a waste of time, anything really. Thanks, see you in the next episode. I plan to do more of these interview things. I think I'm going to do one with the Theatrix founder that Michael actually talked about in here.
Clem.
She seems quite keen to do one. And hopefully we'll get a few more established businesses as well over the coming months. Thanks very much. See you in the next one.
Thanks. Bye.